The Rebbe calls the Dori Mala, the Gilui, or Dori Mala, Ma, from Ma Chamizah, Ma Bishbashta, which is Ayeh. And he's not saying Ayeh. In the Dori Mata, he's saying Meloichel HaSkevodah. In Dori Mala, he's telling them Ma and Ayeh. Why? Why isn't it Ayeh Mekam Kevodah, and the Meloichel HaSkevodah, with the Ma? Because we spoke, I don't know, oh, we didn't learn. Tell you basically. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, sorry, Da, Mashatosh Lach Bikoris. What are the questions of Lach Bikoris? Answer that you should know. The Mishnah counts out seven questions. Ayeh, me, Ma, Masai, Ayeh, Eich, Lama. Yes, me, ma, limi, masai, aye, eich, lama. Seven questions. V'dam hashdol lashem abikos. All the questions, if you notice, have one of Hashem's name. Me has yud, ma has hey, limi yud, masai yud, aye is yud kei, eich is yud, lama is hey. Every one other than aye has one of the letters of Hashem's name. So the question of aye is the only question that says Hashem is here, which we said many, many times. Aye is the only question that the question is the answer, because you're saying Hashem is here. I just don't know where. In where, you're saying he's here. Because the Rebbe says, the Indian of Tachas HaYediyah Shalai Neida is the place of Shashua El Mabo, which is the Indian of Ma Rav Tufcha, Asher Tzafanta L'Riyacha. The Rebbe is medayik on the word Ma Rav Tufcha. What's the Rav Tufcha? The great good, the very goodness, Asher Tzafanta L'Riyacha. What was hidden from everybody, which means the place of Tachas HaYediyah Shalai Neida. And that's why it's Ma. Why is it Ma? Because Ma is the place of Mecha, Mizah, Mapishpashta. What have I done? What have I done? Everything I, Ma, like, I, what do I have? Like, what? I have nothing. I'm empty. I'm ignorant. I'm in a place of Ma, in a place of, I know nothing. I know, I have no, I don't know anything. So that's the way the Rebbe said. The Rebbe is saying that Gilui, that revelation of Ma, is revelation of Aye, and that's Negeh to the Dori Mala. But the Dori Mata, it's Meloi. Why isn't Manasher? Why isn't either the Rebbe just saying Ma is Aye? He's not saying it. He's saying Dori Mala are getting Ma, that is the Indian of Mecha, Mizah, Mapishpashta, Mechin is Aye. Like it's a channel. It's not a direct. It's not direct. You know? Ma is the place of Ashaloi Neda. The Tachas HaYediyah that I got to the Yediyah.
He's saying something's counterintuitive.
I mentioned it. The question is, what's the difference between the not knowing of Aye, or the Dori Mala, and the Ruach Shtus, which is also, what does Ruach Shtus mean? I don't know. What's the difference between this I don't know and this I don't know? Both of them I don't know. Ruach Shtus takes me away from Das. And here the whole Das is that I don't know. So what's the difference? Well, I didn't know when I read Ruach Shtus, I don't know the thing.
I agree.
So he said very good, I liked it very much. He said that the difference is that Ruach Shtus is a, I don't want to know. I'm in a place of Shtus. I'm in a place where I don't want to know where Hashem is. I'm not. The place of Aye is a place where I want to know, and I know that I don't know. It's not the Rosh Shtus is I don't want to know, so I don't know. Here is I know that I don't want to know, not because I want to know, and I know that I don't, that I know nothing. And that's a much, that's a very, so even though they're both in the same thing in the Rosh Shtus, but he also said that's the heaviness. In other words, he was busy with the Masa in Siv Gimel. We talked about the heaviness of the Averis. So we all understand the heaviness, which by the way, that's how he got to the Sreikim Meichel. But he said it very differently. He said that the Keli, the Seichel, which is the Keli, to be able to get the Makif is being pressed upon with a Ruach Shtus that's separating the Makif and the Pnim. He's saying like this. He's saying that the Makif is always connected to the Pnim. Even though it's a Makif, the Ruach Shtus is what separates the Makif and the Pnim. So if you want to learn, it's protecting the Pnim. Even though you can't understand it, the Makif is protecting the Pnim. The Ruach Shtus is what's interfering between the Makif and the Pnim. It's disconnecting the Makif and the Pnim. The whole Das, the Rebbe is telling us, is to connect the Makif to the Pnim. And how do you do that? By talking to the other person in your mind, so you're giving out your Das and then getting the Makif to the Pnim. Where did the Ruach Shtus come? The Ruach Shtus comes in between the Makif and the Pnim, and now it's sitting. It's the Aveira that's sitting on top of the Keli of the Seichel that's only capable of getting the Makif, and it's a new Ruach. It's a Ruach. It's another spirit. He says the Rebbe talks about Ruach later in the Torah also. That it's a Ruach that is fighting the Makif, and that weight is the weight that the Keli, the Seichel, is feeling, and that's the Masach of it. And the Tzaddik has the Rachmanis on that Masach of it, and he knows that Be'etzem, you are connected because you were born connected, because you're coming Ayin Lekuchem. You're coming from the place of Das, which is connected to the Makif and the Pnim, because again, the Makif and Pnim play everywhere. In other words, the Makif and the Pnim play internally.
Just to understand what you're saying
a little differently. In my own interpretation. We said in the beginning of the Torah that Das is one. There's no 10 Das, it's not 100. It's always the same Das. What's the Das? Sheyesh Elokim Shalat Ba'aretz. Where do we learn that from? From the Pasuk, Atah Reis Das, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. And Havaya is Elokim. Elokim is Teva. And Havaya is Hayah Gaviyah, which is everything. I'm saying, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, that what you see as Elokim is really Hashem, which means Hashem is the Olam HaElyon, the Makif, and Elokim is the Olam HaTachton, the Pnim. To every person, there's a different thing. When I separate, if something is to separate this Das of Hashem Hu Elokim, and it's only Elokim, Then I'm living in Teva again. I'm not living that Havaya is Elikim. I'm living in nature, which is Elikim. I'm living in the place of Teva. And Mamela, that's what the Rosh Tos is doing. The Rosh Tos is that it's separating me that Havaya is Elikim. My Rabbeinu was always making that Havaya is Elikim. So that's the Dori Mala and the Dori Mata. And that's the Makif and the Pnim. So Kol Zman, I am, whatever level, doesn't make a difference what level. But if I know Hashem Elikim, Yesh Elikim, Shalom Ba'aretz, I'm in the loop. It's because I'm in the loop of the Makif of Olam HaBa from the Chacham HaDor. Because we said the Makif goes backwards and it goes all the way down. So that means that the Tzaddik is putting us into the place of Dori Mala, Dori Mata, Rav Talmud, Aveben. He's putting us into the place of Dori Mala, Dori Mata, which is Havaya, Hu, Elikim. Telekim. The Ruach Shtus comes and separates Havaya. And when it separates Havaya, so Telekim, Teva, I'm going to go make money. Teva, I'm going to go get the girl. Teva, I'm going to go eat fresh. Teva says that, what do you mean? There is no God. It's maybe he created the world, but he's not running the world. He's not Shalit Ba'aretz. The Yeshalekim Shalit Ba'aretz. The only way I know she Yeshalekim Shalit Ba'aretz is when knowing that Havaya Hu Elekim. When I know that Havaya Elekim, then it's Yeshalekim Shalit Ba'aretz. That means the Gilui is not that that Havaya Shalit Ba'aretz. It's that Elekim is Shalit Ba'aretz because Havaya Hu Elekim. What is Shalit Ba'aretz? What is the place of recognition of Hashem? It's from the Oyel Mashafel Hazeh, from the Shoyel Tachtis, to know that Havaya Hu Elekim is, I'm sorry, to know that Yesh Elekim Shalit Ba'aretz, the only way I know Yesh Elekim Shalit Ba'aretz is that Havaya is Elekim, because Elekim is not Shalit, Elekim is Teva, but that Elekim, that Teva is, has control from where, from Havaya, that I can only know with Koyel, that the place of the place of the Shashum of the Rabbanish Lam is Mikrutse Chaymer, Mikushe Ofer Mikrutse Chaymer, which is the place.
Wait, I like what you're saying, because what you're doing.
Shamaya Va'aretz. Means it's the same message. It's coming out from the same It's coming from the same place. But the message to the Dori Mala is the same words that the Tzaddik says to the Dori Mala. He's telling you, you know nothing. And to the Dori Mata, he's telling you, you're connected as if you know everything. It's the same message. It's not too different. He's not saying, oh, he looks around. He says, Dori Mala. Every Das has a Olam Elyon and Olam Tachton. Das is split up into Makif and Penim.
Right.
Okay, so if let's say Reuven is at level zero and Shimon is at level, I'm sorry, yeah, Shimon is at level one and Yaakov Avinu is at level two for a second. So then, if 0, 1, and 2 are three different people, 2, now 1 is giving in to 0 a makif. He's giving him das. I don't see you. He's giving him das. So what happens to 1? He now gets a makif because he was in the Sreikim Michael into 0. 0 goes to 1 because he got a makif. So his panim now became, he goes to the level of 1. 1 goes to 2, and 2 goes to 3, and 3 goes to 4, and 4 goes to 5. So that means that the makif on the lowest level is pushing everybody up a makif all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it's the same das, Yeshua Kim Shalom Baritz, in different levels. And what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu gets a new makif? He's getting it from Yoyim Shekulei Aruch. Don't stop. He's getting it from a place of Yoyim Shekulei Aruch, which is Oilam Haba, which is Lamayla Ben Azman. That the only Zman that there is, the same Azman over there, is a makif of either a Yomim or Shanim, the Rebbe says. And now that makif comes back down into the world as a penin. That makif, the highest makif, just became a penin. It's a makif to those lower, but it got internalized into Oilam Elyon and Oilam Tachton. So the tzaddik that's all the way on the top, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Ochid, Shamaya Va'aretz, that has the Bechinas Koil. It now goes down to each one that has Koil. Because if you have Koil, then the lineage is continuous all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, the lowest guy on the line in Madrega Tachton, the Gushay Offer, or the Kruzei Chaimah, he pushed up the makif to Ayah, to a new Ayah. He brought, that means the lowest guy who's in the line created Ayah. Because it goes all the way back up. And every time it goes up to the highest market, it's a new Tachlis Ayyidi Asher Leineida. If it's a new Tachlis Ayyidi Asher Leineida, some Elohim created Ayyid. So the tzaddik, what you asked before, the guy on the Madrega Tachtoino, is the one who's creating the makif of Ayyid, which is the highest thing. So Ayyid and Elohim are together from the lowest level to the highest level.
So you're saying, what does it mean, lehefech?
He's showing them Ayyid to the Dori Mala. So now when he shows them Aye, that's a makif. He's giving them a makif that becomes a penin. So it's going from the top down. Yeah? You hear what I'm saying? If the tzaddik is revealing to the people in the B'nai Aliyah, the highest people, the G'dayim, that Aye, what's he revealing? He's revealing that Macham is a makif. So he did nothing. You know nothing. Aye, because you're like, automatically, what happens? They got a makif. The makif is always Aye. The penim is always below. So when they get the makif of Aye, everybody underneath gets a makif of Aye. Right? So that means everybody goes up a madrega from the Dori Mala, from the tzaddik who's going from the Dori Mala. So that's one way where it's going from the top down. Ulehefech. Why does he say ulehefech? Don't say lehefech. Ule Dori Mata. Because it goes both ways. This mechanics go both ways. It goes from the top down and it goes from the bottom up. So now, when they get another Meloy, they're actually getting another Aye simultaneously. When you're giving guys on zero, ground zero, a Meloy, that Meloy is giving him the ability to get a Makif of Aye. He's right away getting, as soon as he gets a Meloy, there's a new Makif. What's the Makif? Aye. And when he gets a new Aye, the guy above him gets a new Aye, and the guy above him gets a new Aye. So it's Oilam Viyardim. Remember I told you last week, it's Oilam Viyardim.